Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like!
Scramble for the pretty buttons.
4 seconds, 3 seconds. Load CD! Turn mics on!
Turn monks out?
These monks out!
Well, when we go off the air, it's very little known, but we actually let monks into the studio.
Because they're outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want them to stay outside because they scare people as they pass by.
Mm-hmm, but we're perfectly comfortable with monks.
Mark was earlier bemoaning your lack of visual acuity as regards to the show. Matt came traipsing in here a couple minutes after 10 wearing his Panera Bread hat. Looking cute. Looking styling.
You're missing the apron, man.
He had the apron on, but I want to talk about that. But then he took his hat off. His hair is now in a state of revolt against the hat. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's standing up tall, it's standing up proud.
His hair is a foot and a half tall. It is
my hair.
It's phenomenal.
Bonded together and formed a junta.
Support community hair. Support hair like this that you don't get from corporations.
Troopia hair junta.
Yeah. This is independent, commercial-free hair. I mean, like, with that foot and a half, actually, there's no commercials.
Well, I could broadcast three states wide.
My hair is actually sponsored by Surge.
Oh,
sorry.
I don't know.
Oh, man, totally corporate.
All right, don't donate to the hair. Don't donate to the hair. But do donate to community radio, WFT 359-9338.
That was good. That was subtle.
Yes. Yes.
The art of subtlety or subtlety.
It's kind
of
like being double jointed, except you despise yourself in the morning.
I'm double jointed, and I occasionally despise myself in the morning.
It's so cheap, these little games I play with my thumbs.
Ew.
Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you back in front of the talking radio box. It's good to be talking into the microphone.
Yes, except mine smells funny.
Mm-hmm. Your microphone?
My microphone smells funny.
Mine too, man.
It smells kind of like...
stale urine?
Yeah. Was Spar anything in here again?
I don't know. Was anyone who may have been listening to these shows earlier on WEFT, if they featured anyone urinating on the microphones, please do give us a call and let us know who it was who featured that as part of their microphones. I don't think there are any performance art groups who come on before us, so I don't know who it would be.
We have a special guest today. I think it's important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of left him out of the opening because we had to take care of all that dirty work. But propped up right next to Lawrence Welk, the rotting corpse of, that's a comma in there, is our special guest, the rotting corpse of Lou Reed.
Which is weird because he just released an album last Tuesday.
Yeah, so everybody say, give a big ups to Lou Reed.
Big up. Oh, I tell you what, nobody knows my pain like Lou Reed does.
Nobody does.
No.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He might not be dead. Has anybody checked him? He might just be sleeping.
No.
He's done a lot of drugs. Check him out.
Ow. Oh, what are you doing? Where am I?
Nice, Troopia.
Go get us some bagels while you're up, man.
That's the kind of support that the independent music community has for WEFT Community Radio, because we be the only place that you get that kind of flavor.
Lou, put your pants on before you go out.
Lou, that's a CD. It's not heroin.
He lives a hard, hard life.
Did you see him trying to smoke that? Chasing the Dragon, but he was using Mel C's Northern Star album instead of heroin.
I think he burned it, man.
I do, too.
Damn.
Man, Lou Reed.
I thought you were going to make reference to on the nearby the control board. There's this stuffed leopard.
That was on my
table.
That was on my microphone earlier. I think that may be where the smell's coming from.
Okay,
the leopard may have marked its territory.
I've done a lot of pledge drives.
Oh, the leopard's peeved.
Oh, wasn't responding. I thought I was deaf.
Done a lot of pledge drives here at WEFT over the last few years, and I've noticed that strange things tend to show up around the pledge drive. Like, all of a sudden, a leopard appears, and it's there for 2 weeks, and nobody really questions it, you know?
Tangent 2. The other names, the discarded names of the band that would one day become Def Leppard.
The Red Ass Baboons.
Blind Horse's Ass.
Renal Failure Panda.
Sphincter Puppies.
Caring People, who will have a drummer even if he has one arm and don't mind that, and will adjust their songs accordingly.
I saw that on the Behind the Music, and I found that really eerily prophetic.
What, that was their early name?
That was an early name before the guy lost his arm.
Do you think he blames them? Do you think, wow. You guys did it. You did it.
I think there's a conspiracy because I think they drew straws And they decided that you know, somebody had to cause drummer Rick Allen to lose an arm.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is just acidy ass.
Yeah.
And tangent two.
They didn't think that would look good on the billboards.
No. Tonight, one night only. Well, you just don't have acidy ass.
You don't have that many asses. You know, no. Like the club owners would be furious.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to make it one word, or they make it, you know, acidy ass, and you make it four words in right. And of itself.
I like Mississippi. ASSS. Yeah. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I'm tired. I'm really tired. Mm-hmm.
Well, our attempt to make the show very unmemorable is not working. Because I'm remembering everything that's happened.
I know. But, and you know why? Just keep drinking that gin, man.
All right.
Gin will make a man mean.
I drink to forget.
I drink to, you know, dull the slow ache.
At the top of my news ticker today, over the course of the last weekend, do I ever have a news ticker?
I've seen it, and yeah. The ointment isn't working very well.
I can't say much more of it about it due to FCC regulations, but I do have a news ticker. And the Boat Boy saga continues. And this is another thing that I'm kind of bothered about relating to this community right here, actually, is the Boat Boy. Looks like the Boat Boy might go home. He might go back to Cuba.
Really?
Yes. His father came, picked him up. It looks like they might take off. The Miami relatives are, you know, up in arms and everything. What I'm kind of bothered about here, you know, the Boat Boy, the whole debate is whether he should stay in Miami with these relatives, U.S. is, you know, a wonderful place, whatever, or he should go back to Cuba where he belongs. Champagne Urbana has not had a turn with the Boat Boy. And I'm really kind of irritated
about
that.
It's very true. I know that we put a call in to get on the list mm-hmm. of towns that wanted to spin it with the Boat Boy, but I think a decision was made before it reached us on the list, and I don't really think that's fair.
Yeah, we were in before the deadline, any deadline Definitely. That I was aware of.
Well, I mean, my thing is the whole recent spawn of knockoffs. Just over the weekend, the shores of Lake Michigan were deluged by babies in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, rich parents who wanted to, you know, get the baby, who wanted to jump on the boat boy.
Yeah, and, you know, we keep calling Detroit on the phone and saying, we don't want your kids. Stop like, floating them.
And they're like, they're not boat boys, they're bucket babies, you know, because they're trying to just, you know, they're trying to, you know,
see, you know, that delineate. Was too memorable.
It's like Digimon and Pokemon. They're not boat boys, they're bucket babies.
See, and I hate even, like, the worst, you know, the bigger ripoffs, the bigger biters. You know, you got people in California. You know, the just Jessica Simpsons to your Britney Spears, if you will. There's, you know, children in California that are going to, like, Nevada, you know, and trying to cause a stir, saying, you know, I want to stay in Nevada and not go back to California, you know, realizing
mm-hmm.
that we're all one country.
Or a very irritating craze that I've noticed recently is people going to shopping centers, putting their elderly relatives in shopping carts and pushing them across to another part of the mall and claiming that, you know, the elderly relative obviously enjoys
right.
being on that half of the mall. He doesn't want to come
and they're
over.
Referring to those as shopping cart seniors.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of very irritating trends have popped up around the Boat Boy. I think we just we need to get the Boat Boy out of our national.
I heard that his family, the family here that wants to keep him in the United States, is going to attempt to invoke the precedent of the Babalu defense.
What's that?
They're going to point to Ricky from the from I Love Lucy
mm-hmm.
and say, "See what happens when Cuban people come to America? They prosper." And they're hoping that the Babalu defense will really kind of break the cold Cuban heart of his father.
I don't think that the Boat Boy and Lucille Ball are right for each other.
Well, she's dead.
Audio footnote. Have I ever mentioned this? This is just something that disturbs me to no end. But I remember with perfect, absolute clarity exactly where I was when I heard that Lucille Ball died. I was sitting on the floor. I had taken that day off sick from school, sitting on the floor, listening to talk radio, not really listening to it, when the announcer came on and announced that Lucille Ball was dead. And I'd barely ever seen I Love Lucy. Had a slight cold, actually had a nosebleed at the time, and that's where I was when I found out that Lucille Ball died. Why do I remember that with such terrible, horrible clarity? End tangent, end audio footnote.
Audio footnote, just on a side note, I remember where I was when I heard that Abraham Lincoln died. End audio footnote.
Thanks for my bagel, Lou. Is this cream cheese?
Well,
I said butter. Jackass. Butter. I don't eat cream cheese.
I'm sorry, Mr. Troopy. I'm going to write a song about this. That's a bad man, Mr. Lou Reed is. But he's not real sharp on the bagel orders.
No, he's not. How many times I got to tell him butter, Lou? Butter.
So are you sick of bagels yet, working in a bakery?
You may be surprised.
Working in a bakery, whoo! I'm going to slip down working in a bakery, whoo!
I haven't hit my capacity yet. I haven't been exposed to them enough to hate them. But I'm definitely approaching rapidly.
I just had this horrible moment of fear. I'm here tweaking, like, twanking the rubber band that holds, you know, the whole gyro. Gyro. The whole, yeah, it is gyro. Gyro? Gyro.
It looks a lot like a TIE
geosynchronous,
fighter,
like, thing, the gyroscope thing that holds the microphone in place. I was plunking the little rubber band, and I look up, and Mark's making this face. He's like, don't. And at first, I didn't know, like, don't what? Don't bring up bagels? Don't. Don't scratch myself
wall,
like this?
The FCC just loses it if you bring up bagels.
Seven deadly words and bagels.
Water bagel. Don't say water bagel.
It really disturbs people.
But, you know,
chin bagel.
People like bagels. People seem to be crazy about them. Mm-hmm. We've got new flavors all the time, you know. Right now we're pushing this trail mix bagel, which is actually very good. You know, it's real sweet, and it's got lots of kinds of bits of dried fruit and stuff in it.
What I'm really sick of is all the people with the knockoffs, with the bagel babies.
Yeah.
Stuffing their babies in bagels.
Well, but they're definitely getting carried away. They're getting, playing God, if you will, much like David Duchovny. And they're trying out these new kind of crazy bagels. You know, today they just introduced the big toe bagel.
Oh,
it's got chunks of big toe in it.
Oh, no. Is that... that's right next to the big pun bagel. I'm not going to elaborate on.
That's for a limited time only, though.
But it's not a very limited time.
Well, it's a finite amount, still, though. We're actually very lucky to... Panera's lucky to get the rights.
Pledge to this show. 359-933.
Pledge your allegiance.
Community Radio. Because you're not going to hear any commercials interrupting us.
You're certainly not going to.
We are an independent media that is supported basically like 80% is the figure, but I mean, you know, damn near entirely by community donations from the community who tell us what they want, when they want it.
And, you know, if we don't get money to support, you know, the financial needs of WEFT, something really disastrous could happen. Something like, we could all go off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, you know what? 15 people just dropped dead from fright.
So you don't want
to... Where did my talking radio gods go?
You don't want to be a part of that. Don't contribute to that.
There was a whole cult wearing the same shoes. They just killed themselves.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't.
I mean, that orange was just an example. Imagine if the real thing occurred.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the
Kool-Aid. Orange juice. No, stick with the orange juice. The Kool-Aid's bad.
Drano.
That's not a commercial endorsement or a negative commercial endorsement, because you don't get those on WEFT.
No, you don't.
Another thing that might happen is that the stuffed leopard might urinate on the microphones again. Yeah. And that makes it that much harder. Yeah, if we don't appease it with pledges.
Really angry when you bring them up.
Please send us pledges at 359-9338. WEFT accepts Visa, MasterCard, check, cash, some systems of barter. Get all kinds of benefits. Know that you're supporting community radio. Become a part of community radio. Get a show on the air at WEFT, which is... fairly cool, I think.
Lou Reed's hitting on the couch.
Oh, jeez.
Lou, that's a couch.
Yeah.
That's why it's not talking back.
Besides, it's...
what?
Yeah, that couch isn't single anyway.
What?
That's like a triple.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Bringing it all back
home.
359-9338. Support us.
I've decided tonight is the night where I use words that I like the sound of and have no idea where the correct place to use them. Well, I know tantamount, but...
Tantamount means equal, doesn't it?
Well, it means...
It's not like paramount, I don't think.
No, that's... I know. I mean, I know...
Something is tantamount to something.
Right, but it's it's equal, but in, like, a bad light. Like, it means, like, you might as well have done this. Like, you know, that's tantamount to murder.
As opposed to tauntaun mount.
the saddle you put on a tauntaun.
Right.
Which is different from mounting a tauntaun.
Absolutely.
Which is what got Matt put in jail for 7 months in 1972.
Well, no, I didn't get charged with that. I got charged with Santa mount.
Different.
Because, you know, I mounted Santa last Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
That's nice.
Another thing that actually reminded me of a discussion we were having last week, for those of you who have the capacity for memory, which, as many poets have told us, is a curse and a blessing and a curse.
Smart people chuckle.
He's gone. Yes. Yeah. Nuclear disasters. We were talking about that last week.
Yeah, you were.
I was listening to the news this week. I was in the car, said, ooh, let me be informed by pressing this button. And I received my information, and it was very good.
In a small, tasty, bite-sized yeah. capsule.
And I learned on the radio this week that Turkey, the country of Turkey, object of much, much confusion for many American children for many years. Who, you know,
do turkeys come from there?
Yes, much confusion and then many lame jokes, and then everyone grows up.
Do
and gets
turkeys
over with
come
it.
From there?
And then everyone becomes 40 and rural again, and they start thinking it's funny again.
Do turkeys come from there?
Yeah, they're thinking of going nuclear. Actually, I think they have
blowing themselves up.
They
is that have, what that means?
Yeah, it's over. No, they've gone as far as they can go with it. Really.
You know, it's all turkey.
Yeah, they're going their separate ways. They're going to do some solo stuff.
They just really want to pursue their own ventures.
The country of Turkey is behind the music special. Great.
And that's where it all went sour.
Yes. Have you ever seen the one for the Ottoman Empire?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one. Anyway, the country of Turkey, they're going to build nuclear power plants because those are working so well for everyone else. They're going to build those, going to arm themselves with nuclear weapons. And the news report said, quickly and concisely, that the first one that they're going to build, the first nuclear plant, was going to be on an earthquake fault.
And, Turkey.
My immediate response, honest to God, before I'd really, you know, cognizantly, you know, processed it, was just kind of to laugh, you know? That's really funny. Well, it's figure, absolutely horrible and stupid, but yeah.
You figure it'll have a couple hours before it goes across the ocean, then across, you know, that half of the country. And
mm-hmm. Well, I just think it's... I think it's more humorous that the first nuclear weapon they're trying to develop is just a nuclear bolo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just two balls of plutonium hooked by a small wire, which an unarmed soldier will wield above his head.
Which it's interesting because the British are actually working on something too. They're, you know, just much easier to contain than your average, like, nuclear bomb. It's the nuclear, witty, sarcastic, dry insult.
Well, that's good.
No support.
No, I thought...
Well, that's good.
I think that's exactly, because they're good at that.
How
those British people
shot?
Are witty and dry.
The
they don't like to be moist.
Grab the
don't moisten your British people, everybody. Don't feed them after midnight and don't get them wet.
We're making this show entirely too funny.
They'll turn in. Yeah. They'll turn into Margaret Thatcher if you do that.
And that all brings it back to WEFT needs its own tactical nuclear weapons because there's really no way that WEFT
we have can, to launch first strike. Baby.
Yes, WEFT is going to have to take ways. First strike because let's face it, you know the corporate media is becoming more and more pervasive. Viacom's buying everything. You know, there's like three companies in the U.S. now, and then there's WEFT, and I think WEFT needs tactical nuclear warheads.
Think about. The incredible postcards a picture of a nuclear warhead being rocketed out of the center of a volcano can make.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking...
Oh, wow.
Your grandparents are going to be floored.
WFT would be the capital of the... Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we do need a lot of nuclear weapons because, as we said, we need first strike capabilities. Mm-hmm. We can't get into a war of attrition with Viacom.
No, we absolutely can't. We don't. Yeah, no mutual assured destruction between, you know...
Right. Because we must survive. And we will survive because, you know, we're omniscient beings.
Mm-hmm.
You are not.
And for people who pledge $40 to the Community Tactical Nuclear Warhead, what you will get, actually, is a chance to ride in the airplane as we're flying over Time Warner, and we'll put a little cowboy hat on you. We'll drop you out the payload door. You can wave your cowboy hat around and go down with the tactical nuke.
Thank Excellent. You, Uncle Stanley.
Ah, yes. It's a great opportunity. 359-9338 is the phone number to pledge to the Community Volcano, the Community Radio, and the Community Tactical Nuclear Warhead. Because those are all listener-supported, completely independent, you know, non-commercial. Definitely needs your money to support them. 359-9338.
All right. Oh, you kind of gave us this wrap-up tone right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why don't we wrap it up?
We you want to wrap it talking, up?
No, well, you know, it's 40. The big hand's on the 8, which is usually a bad sign for us.
Okay, well, let's act like we're involving the listeners in the decision and decide on the air what we're going to do next.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yes. We've got a book here if we want to try Mad Libs.
Whose book is it? What book is it?
They left it behind, the previous people.
Well, but we'd have to figure out exactly what we want to do.
It's famous quotes.
Like, we'd have to figure out, like, what words...
It's very large, though.
Why don't we do advice?
Okay, we'll do advice.
Is that way people call in and we can trick them into pledging money?
Oh, yeah, that's crafty.
It means you triple
I'm crafty.
J.
Mm-hmm. It's tricky to rock around. De La Soul's releasing a three album set.
I know about it. And
Mike
Sinead
D and Ad Rock and Sinead will be no. He's not. She's not in this like, album.
I know she's not on the first.
Oh, you read that Rolling Stone too?
Mm-hmm.
With DMX on the cover.
Yeah.
Cool.
359-938 is the phone number too. For two very important reasons. Right now, we are, of course, in Pledge Drive. If you have a memory that goes more than a minute, you know that. But some of you don't. Some of you just tuned in. So let me tell you that it is Pledge Drive. WEFT is aiming to raise $30,000. We're aiming, what are we aiming for the volcano? How much do we think we need for that?
$5.5 billion.
Okay, $5.5 billion is what we're aiming for the community supported volcano. The tactical nuclear warhead, where are we going?
Probably 6.75 billion.
Okay, 6.75 billion. So those are our three goals: $30,000 to support community radio, $5 billion to support the community volcano, and $6.4 billion to support the community tactical nuclear warhead. 359-9338 is the phone number. We can accept Visa, MasterCard, check, cash, advanced forms of barter. I keep saying that. Every dollar makes a difference. Every pledge makes a difference. No pledge too small, none is too large. So if you don't have $40, but you want to just show your support for what we do here, for what we're going to melt, for what we're going to bomb, then this is the way to do it. We very much need you to do it. Support $40, become a member of the community radio station, WEFT. Donate $60, get a t-shirt. Donate $60, get a CD. Basically, just show your love in whatever way you possibly can. And also give us a phone call to receive advice from the WEFT What Jail Is Like crew. Advice that we're going to give to you in a caring, professional manner in front of several hundred thousand people. That's going to be very good advice, and you're going to like it a lot, and it's going to do a lot of good things for you.
And that you're contractually obliged to... listen to.
Yeah, 359-9338 to ask a question, anything that's on your mind. You don't have to pledge if you want a question. I don't want everyone to avoid their phones and not ask us any questions because they feel like we're going to hammer you for pledges. But also, do please pledge and support WEFT because operators are standing by and they need something to do. And that would be good. So, 359-9338, pledges and or advice questions. Turn on the CD player and let it rock.